Hey, what's going on, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, we've got Grants Pass Coffeehouse Broista, Mike Moore. Mike loves Dutch Bros, been working for us for a while, started up in Hillsboro, was training for a little bit, and now he's about to get his associate's degree focusing on graphic design, and he's also started up a surfboard shaping business, trying to figure out that next step. But he's conquered some goals, and he has more goals. Rounding out our New Year's resolution theme, we're going to have him talk about his journey and how he's been testing the waters, so to speak, no pun intended. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Mike Moore podcast. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, dude. Stoked to be here, man.
Are you a Michael?
That is what my mother calls me, is a Michael.
Yes, yeah, so that's
Michael.
No good.
But I'm trying. Yeah.
Michael?
She uses the middle name too, Michael Patrick.
That is that like a I'm in trouble name.
Oh, dude. I ran, bro. I hid when I was a kid.
I haven't seen my mom in years. I ran away.
First off, how we usually start. What was your first drink at Dutch Bros, and what do you currently drink? I see a coffee over there, or at least maybe it's a tea. I don't know. It's in a Dutch Bros cup.
Dude, it is a mystery. But yeah, when I first started drinking Dutch Bros, I started with an ice kicker and a paper cup.
Sure.
That was the jam, dude. Mm-hmm. Going to high school, Grants Pass High School, that was like everybody was drinking those.
You went to school out here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
I moved here to Grants Pass when I was like 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then went to school here.
Because you're originally from California, right?
Yeah, Southern California.
Yeah.
Me too.
No way. What part?
I was born in Glendale. So, like, gotcha. LA County.
Costa Mesa.
Yeah, Costa Mesa's sick. I had friends that lived out there.
Unfortunately, we moved to the valley, like, to Riverside. Like, I love Riverside, but we moved there. Mm. And so I was a little bit farther from the coast, but.
Yeah. But you're, well, we'll get there. Full circle.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll get there.
What do you drink now then?
Dude, so it's going to sound like blasphemy, but I drink decaf Connos, bro.
That's all right. Why the decaf?
So it all happened when the cold brew came out, dude. It ruined me. So I was drinking a cold brew in the morning.
Yeah.
When I'd like, you know, work with the guys, and then I would do like a quad after that.
Oh.
And so like for a month or two, I was just like shaking, too much caffeine intake. And so I decided to get radical with it. And I was just like, dude, I'm just going to cut caffeine out as much as I can.
Yeah.
And I went like a week and I was like, dude, coffee just tastes so good.
Yeah.
And so I started drinking some decaf Connos.
Yeah. But you don't feel like you need the caffeine then?
No, it's awesome. Like I started feeling a lot more energized just from water and just eating right. So,
dude, that's wild.
Yeah.
Actually, 2015, I went to Tony Robbins, which was crazy. Basically, like, he challenges you to do a 10-day raw diet when you go back, and that includes no coffee.
Oh, really? How'd that go?
I did it. The first day or two was like, oh, man, I don't know. Headaches galore. But part of the deal is you got to drink half your body weight in ounces of water.
Dude, that's so hard to do.
Yeah, dude, yeah, it's a lot. Like, and that's, like, his whole thing, like, alkalize, eat things with tons of water, mm-hmm. green vegetables and stuff.
Fruit.
And I felt freaking awesome. By like day five, day six, I was just like, wow, I really just probably should still be doing that. But it's
yeah,
hard,
there's a lot
man.
Of things wow. that we should all probably that be doing, but.
yeah, right? But I had energy. Oh, I thought for sure no coffee, I'd be sunk.
Yeah.
But it's pretty amazing. Water.
So Mike, I've known you for a few years now.
Yeah.
Did you start in Grants Pass?
Started in Hillsboro.
Okay. Ah.
So I started up in Hillsboro about 5 years ago. And I got hired on and started working at one of their busier stands.
Mm.
I met a lot of good people. Like, you know, Luke is now the
operator.
Yeah,
the operator.
Awesome.
Luke
He's one of my good
Bloomquist.
Buddies.
He yeah, is Bloomquist. President of the Dodgers fan club.
Is he really? I was like, no way, dude. He's like,
no, he's diehard Giants.
Bro. I was like, what?
I guess Timbers?
I was like, is he trying to bring him down or what?
No, that was always our battle. Is I'm a big Dodgers fan.
Gotcha.
He's a Giants
gotcha.
Fan. So we like to give each other crap.
All Giants all the way with him, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started up there. I worked there for about 2 years. I transferred down to Grants Pass and started working at Shopping Center. And then I actually started training here in mm-hmm. Grants Pass. I was training all the new hires for about a year.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I trained a lot of people, and then I kind of decided that I wanted to go back to school. And so at that time I step back from training and was working at Shopping Center still. And then I was doing homework all the time in the coffee house.
Yeah.
And I just love the vibe in there. I love the coffee house. It's such a special place.
Yeah.
And so I called Sarah Isabel and I was like, hey, like if you ever have an opening at the coffee house, let me know. I'd love to work there. And she's like, do you want to start there next week? And I was like, yeah. And so I've been there for like 2.5 years now. So
yeah. And the coffee house is, it's intimidating. I mean, we've talked about it previously on this podcast. It comes up. Yeah. I used to manage there actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. People will just post up.
Oh,
so totally. If you're not vibing with somebody at the window, it's like, okay, well, I can't break this stallion. They don't like me.
Yeah.
Then they're on their way. But like at the coffee house, you got to really win people over. Because a lot of them are just like, I'm going to sit here at the bar for like an hour.
I feel like it's like a whole new beast.
It totally is.
It's so cool because like, I felt like I always craved more of the service part of it. I'm all about speed and quality, but like, I really wanted to just like dive in with people. At Stan's, like I had the opportunity, but I just never could go like as deep as I wanted to.
Yeah.
And so the coffee house, you know, we have the bar there and people can just sit there and talk for an hour.
Yeah.
It's really cool because we're a little bit slower than the Stands here in town. So we have the opportunity just to talk to people, which is really cool. I heard a lot of really cool stories down there.
Yeah. You're currently taking classes right now.
Dude, this is my last term.
That's it.
March 22nd, man. I'll have my associate's degree.
What do you want to get out of your education?
Dude, I'm kind of dabbling right now, kind of leaning towards graphic design.
Oh.
What I'm trying to do right now is just be like diving into each idea that I have and like walking into that and like trying it out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you kind of have to go into different things and be like, hey, this is for me, or like, I'm going to learn that it's not for me by doing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm really focusing on graphic design and just kind of seeing where that goes.
Sweet. What kind of drew you to that? Are you naturally artistic or is it more like the tech side of it?
So I grew up drawing a bunch. Like,
cool. Yeah.
I was the kid that would sit down and just draw for hours and hours and hours.
Perfect.
And I just love it. And so I feel like I've always been a creative person.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely more interested in the art side of it. But I mean, the technical side is just as cool as well. So
yeah, it's kind of like the mesh of both worlds.
Totally.
Where art and tech nerddom meet. Yeah.
Together they make Captain Planet.
Oh, man. Captain Planet. Well, let's talk a little bit about your side hustle kind of you got going on. You've been shaping surfboards.
Yeah.
And
big ocean guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. Love, so that's sort of the full circle, you know, growing up in Costa Mesa and you have a knack for the ocean.
Totally.
So how did that come about? What inspired you to take on that beast?
Dude, I think just like my love for surf and the ocean, I wanted to like dive into every aspect of that. And I feel like growing up surfing, I just was always thinking, oh, how does this board perform better than the next? Or how does this board compare to that other board, you know?
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to nerd out and check that out. So I think when I was like 15, I really started diving into, okay, these are like the specs that like make this board good. It just really has always been a draw for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a natural thing to start shaping boards.
How often are you shaping and how many do you end up producing after a certain amount of time? And are you selling them? Did you start like an actual business?
Yeah. So I just felt like I needed to start working with my hands. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know if it was going to be like woodworking or what it was going to be, but I just like knew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started praying about it. I was like, I just want to find like what I'm supposed to be doing. And so it's kind of funny like how it all happened. One day I was like sick or something and I like jumped on YouTube and all of a sudden a surf shaping video came up and I was like, whoa, this is sick.
Yeah. Like and a tutorial kind of.
Yeah. And then dude, just, I don't know about you guys, but I started nerding out for like 5 hours on YouTube, just being like, dude, this is so awesome. And just like learning as much as I could. I have a tendency to like do that kind of stuff.
Well, that's a good thing for that. Because YouTube can definitely take 5 hours of your life in the opposite way.
Oh, totally.
Where
dude.
It's like, well, I just watched 30 cat videos.
Oh, seriously.
When I think of shaping surfboards, I think of Heath Ledger in Lords of Dogtown.
Dude, the man, bro.
Yeah. Skip, what was his name? Skip something or other. But yeah, I mean, it was based on a real guy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, the dude's a legend. The Zephyr Shop.
Dude, seriously, man. I've watched that movie probably about 100 times.
Yeah, that was a good movie. As a skateboard purist, I still haven't seen mid-90s. I need to. But so many skateboard movies are just trash.
Yeah.
But I feel like that one was good. It was well done.
Authentic.
Yeah. And the actors were good. You know,
totally.
The story was accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little
they have some
over the top
room,
exaggeration stuff for entertainment purposes.
Totally.
Yeah. Lords of Dogtown. Good flick.
Yeah.
You watched the video and did you just make one in your garage or something? Or how
I was watching videos and then I have a good buddy up in Pacific City. and he's you know, tied in with the surfing community. And so I called him and I was like, hey dude, this is kind of what I want to do. Do you know anybody that might have a connection to a supplier or something? Cause you have to buy the foam and all this kind of stuff to use.
Yeah.
And so he's like, dude, I know just the guy. And he hooked me up with a guy up in Pacific City. So I just drove up to Pacific City one day, grabbed my first like foam blank.
Yeah, that's weird because like they're not really boards. No. Like they're foam.
Yeah.
Where,
so, like the original long boards were like wood.
Yeah, they started with like balsa wood and stuff like that, redwood and all that kind of stuff. But now it's foam because they're way lighter.
Sure, yeah.
One day I drove up and grabbed a blank and came back down and I had no idea what I was doing. I went to Home Depot, bought like some tools and just like started going after it. And I literally shaped my first board. It took me like a month.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was like just doing it outside. I had like literally sandpaper and like that whole deal. And I was so stoked on it. Like just like the entire process. It was like the most meditative thing I've done. I got so lost in doing it and was so excited about it that I just got hooked. And I mean, just looking back on it now, it's so epic, but that thing was just a piece of junk. Like in comparison, you know what I mean? It was just like...
Just a big triangle. Like that's not a board.
Yeah, right?
Just people a like, big triangle.
I'm assuming like you tested it and it actually rode?
Yeah, dude. Cool. Like sitting on your own board that and it floats.
That's amazing. You're like,
dude.
It works.
It's working.
We made it.
Yeah,
totally.
It's working.
Dude, that's so cool. I have mad respect for anybody that can build. I am so not... handy.
Dude, it's locked up, man. You are. You just haven't gone for it.
Did you try it on the Oregon coast? Might be right. Did you go down to California? Or?
Oregon coast, bro.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, we still got to get you out there.
Dry suit.
No, wait, dude.
Come
so
on,
cold.
Shane.
So cold.
There's sharks out there.
Bro.
Before we started, I was telling you I was in Hawaii. The largest known shark in the world was swimming around. I think it was Oahu. Yeah.
Big Bertha.
The Meg or whatever.
So, yeah, it was a giant great white. And there's also on the other side of the island, there's a beached whale. So they brought it back out, you know, so nature can take its course. And my brother who lives out there, he was like, yeah, you want to go like paddleboarding? You want to go kayak? I'm like, no.
No. I've been surfing for 19 years and I've only seen sharks in the water like two times.
Mm. Yeah.
Eating another man.
No, dude.
I know the shark attacks are quite rare, actually. There's only like a handful a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is terrifying. I think we've all seen Jaws.
I can't lie. I've been out in the water a couple times and I've like heard the Jaws theme song in my head. And I'm just like,
oh my God.
You know, I think I need to go in. You kind of put your feet up on your board and you're like, ooh.
You decided to start producing more and what have been like kind of some of those challenges in doing that?
Yeah, I think that.
Owning your own business now.
Totally. Yeah. I think that the first challenge was just learning how to use and operate the tools. I messed up so many boards and I mean, there were so many like trial and error things that was a huge challenge, but I feel like now with anything, if you work hard enough at it and you work long enough with it, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
So that was the first challenge, I think. And in my head, I was just like so pumped on moving forward. I just had this vision of like selling boards at surf shops.
Yeah.
You know, that was my goal. And so I was like taking steps to get there. And within like 6 months, I had two boards selling in my first surf shop, which was awesome.
There you go.
I went down to Santa Barbara because there's a like master shaper down there. Anyway, this guy, like I'd reached out to him when I first started on Instagram and I was like, hey man, if you have any advice for me to let me know, just starting this journey, I'm really stoked on it. And he was super cool and he reached out and just told me a bunch of stuff. And so about a year in, I'm all self-taught. Like, I really want to come down and like learn something from you if you'd be willing to like teach me. He's like, dude, come down.
Rad.
And so I took a week off work, took a week off school and just packed my truck and went down there and camped. And went down to Southern California, surfed my brains out, and then just like literally like apprenticed this guy. I learned so much learning from him and came back with so much more knowledge on how to shape boards than I had previously.
Yeah. So you're going to kind of round out our little theme of the month of January, which is a little bit more like goals, New Year's resolution.
Uh-huh.
With that being said, you're currently doing this thing. You're also doing school. What are your long-term goals for the surf business? What's the name of the company too? We should throw that out there.
More Surfboards. So M-O-O-R-E, Surfboards.
Yeah, it's just your last name.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking long-term with this?
I'm going to follow my career path where I know I can like financially become stable with like for a family and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And at the same time, do the shaping business. And if one takes off faster than the other, or like, you know, the shaping business starts becoming really successful, I might just go that direction.
Yeah.
But I mean, like long-term, the way I see this shaping business is I just want to continue to expand into different shops. Honestly, like The whole reason I do this is because I want to get people stoked to be out in the water. I want people to get out and surf and just have fun with their buddies. Yeah. So if I can make a board that's like financially feasible, I can get people out to just like have a blast. Like that's what I'm stoked about. Yeah, that's kind of my long-term deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Awareness of the feeling.
It's fun. It's just like, you know, snowboarding or skating takes your mind off things and like puts you in a different place.
Yeah.
Like it's fun.
With snowboarding and surfing and all that kind of stuff, it's like, you really have the opportunity to refresh when you go out and do that kind of stuff. There's one part of it where you're actually doing the action of like surfing or snowboarding, but there's another part where you're immersed in creation and like the majesty of the ocean or the mountain. You come back just feeling, wow, my problems aren't as big as I had made them.
Yeah.
This seem, you know?
Well, it's interesting too, because you kind of have to go where the wave takes you. You know, like snowboarding, skateboarding, things like that. You have a lot more control.
Yeah.
With surfing, you got to sort of wait. There's like a patience to it, which is pretty cool. That definitely creates more of that zen-like feel.
Totally. And I think there's like a release too, where like you have to let go of the feeling of control.
Totally.
Because when you're out in the ocean, you're just like at the mercy of Mother Nature. And so you kind of are just out in the water and there could be sharks or there could be a gnarly, you know, swell come and take you out or whatever. But you just have to know how to let go of control. And that kind of translates to like every part of your life.
Yeah, exactly. You can learn a lot from that. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. That whimpering was Jarvis.
Wasn't me.
We got Jarvis in the studio.
My dog is here, and he didn't like talking about sharks and stuff. Yeah, he got scared.
It's okay. Shane's cuddling.
Yeah, that wasn't me whimpering.
Yeah, I don't know.
You talked about being a trainer for a little while with Dutch Bros and really enjoying working at the coffee house and your time with Dutch Bros. You've been with the company for a while. Do you see any long-term goals with Dutch Bros or setting yourself up to transition on this other path?
Dutch Bros does a really good job of helping people find out what they want to do.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like they really push people to explore every avenue that they can.
Yeah.
And I feel like Dutch Bros has been the best possible job I could have had at this time of my life, because I feel so stoked to go into work, because every time I do, I get to love on people and just like show them that they matter.
Yeah.
As long as I'm able to do that, like I want to continue with Dutch. They've been super flexible with everything I've been doing, so supportive and so caring about everything.
It's like a family.
Totally, dude. Yeah. I just feel like I'm going to stay with Dutch till I get a career.
Sweet. That's one avenue that Dutch can really help take people on.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like, well, maybe I want to be a regional operator. There's ways to get there.
Totally.
But there's also ways to get wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
And so it's sick to have folks like yourself on here that are trying all different things, you know, and still being able to work for us.
Dutch does a really good job of like letting people know that we're here to support you in whatever you're trying to do, and we'll be there for you and help you move forward, which is really cool.
In your tenure with Dutch Bros, has there been any impactful moments that have come working for us?
The window experiences. I mean, the first time that I had an impactful experience with a customer, what really sold me on Dutch Bros was I was in Hillsboro and it was my day off and I went in and I was like getting a tea or something. And there's this lady at the window and she was just like not looking super stoked. And so I went over, I was like, hey, how are you doing? And she just like broke down crying. And she had just talked about how her husband had like just died a couple hours before. And the first place she could think to go was Dutch Bros.
Wow.
And I think that's really cool because like that reflected how that crew and how the company loves people so much that like her first place she thought to go was Dutch.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what really sold me. I mean, that was my first like, you know, couple months working there.
It's one of those things when explaining Dutch Bros to people who don't know what the company is about and they're like, oh, you guys are like just like Starbucks. It's like, no, we're way more than just coffee. Love is the actual product that we're giving.
I feel like pushing that to the forefront is super important, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. We need it now more than ever.
Totally.
Is there anybody currently that you look to in your life for guidance or mentorship? I mean, you mentioned that that like Master Shaper. I'm sure that was a pretty big mentor for a while, but I don't know how accessible he is regularly to you.
Yeah. As far as the surfboard business goes, talking to other shapers, asking questions, talking to surfers, overarching like for my life. First of all, just like scripture, like being in the word is huge for me. And then my friends like, you know, Luke and my buddy Alex and talking to them regularly is super important to me.
Yeah.
And just bouncing ideas off of people, you know, and making sure that your path is the right path to take.
It's cool that it's such a welcoming community.
Totally.
people aren't keeping stuff close to the chest. They're like, no, let me show you what I know about shaping. Let me help you grow this thing. Cause you know, at the end of the day, business is business and people can get really competitive and be like, oh, this guy might take my business away.
Totally.
But yeah, it seems like nobody
it's
really
best to shape your boards in a circle.
Right. Yeah. They're like telling me the wrong ways to do everything.
Steel.
Yeah, right.
No, it'll float. Steel.
Ever make it a metal lead boat, it'll float. Okay.
Totally.
That's a cool thing because not everybody is so willing to be open with a sharing success and,
I mean,
and things like that.
There'll be people like that, but like those aren't the people you want to learn from anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So
totally. You're in school and you're still at the coffee house and doing your own business. What is some of the stuff outside all that that you like to do?
First of all, surf, you know, if I can. Mm-hmm. I really like to draw, listen to music, and honestly play like video games sometimes. Like not like Call of Duty or anything, but like I have like super extensive classic N64 collection.
Nice. Cool.
That I like to jam out on. So that's kind of like, if I'm really just like wanting to just zone out, that's kind of what I do.
Thank you, dude, for allowing some time and sharing some wisdom and some inspiration and some of your story.
Thank you.
Shane Tappan, why don't you do our sign off?
So Mike, we always like to end this kind of like the same way. If you could just give out one piece of advice to our barista audience or just our audience in general, what would it be?
When you're moving forward in life, I feel like it's super important to have long-term goals and like know where you're headed. But that being said, enjoy the journey too. Don't ever look past like a certain situation because you're like not satisfied for where you're at. And then I feel like moving forward too, like taking baby steps is huge. Just taking small action to get where you want to be is like how you get to that place.
Sure.
Yeah.
It took a while for you to shape that first board, but then through baby steps, you did it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, so how do I do it a little bit faster, a little bit faster? And now how do I produce more? And now how do I actually get them in surf shops? And it's not like it just happens right out the gate. So
trust the process.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all about the process.
Philadelphia 76ers.
How fast does it take you to shape a board now?
So it takes me about 4 hours to make a board.
Whoa.
Yeah. So month to 4 hours, man.
You cut down quicker. Your time by a whole month.
It's 29 days.
29 days and 20 hours.
Yeah. A little quicker.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to ask too, do you have like a shop or are you just sort of doing it in a garage or?
Dude. So I, completely revamped my garage into a shaping area.
Cool.
And then I have a big shed where I do all my glassing work and stuff like that. And I have a guy in Crescent City that I outsource to glassing work for me too. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really cool. I can just walk out of my door and just go shape.
Just get it done.
Yeah. Went awesome. From like being shaping out in the woods to shaping in a full fledged deal.
Cool. Well, dude, we're stoked for you. I hope we can see some more surfboards in the shops.
Hey.
I didn't even mean to do that, I swear. But I'm sure I'm not the first one that's throwing that out there.
Dude, I've thrown it out there, bro.
Yeah. more in 2019, guys.
Cheers. If someone wants to get a board, how do they reach out to you?
Dude, so I do custom order work. If you reach out to me on Instagram, it's More Surfboards is my Instagram tag. And then you can go to my website, moresurfboards.com.
Nice.
Get a hold of me that way.
Right on. MOORE.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thanks for taking time out of your day and chilling with us on the red couch.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And thanks for being yet another coffee house slayer.
Dude.
That place is near and dear to a lot of our hearts.
Always and forever, bro.
Just keep sharing that love. They need it.
Peace.
All right, folks. Well, there it is. You want to try surfing in the new year? Get yourself a More surfboard. Support one of our own. And I think the main takeaway is try some things out. You know, he's got his school he's working on. The boards are taking off. It's okay just to see how it plays out. And in the meantime, you just kill it in the shops and you love on people. Things tend to work out. So, until next time, take it easy, Dutch Nation.